Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor Dag Heward Mills. In this Tuesday's message, Bishop Dag will continue to take an in-depth look at the anointed presence of God and will teach you how the presence of God can be felt. Today's teaching will encourage you that it is possible to grow in the faith and experience the presence of God in a real and tangible way. After listening, you will realize that you can become someone who knows when God is in your midst. May your heart be stirred up to yearn for the precious presence of God as you receive wisdom from today's word.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, there is no man that hath left houses or parents or brethren or wives for the kingdom. He shall receive 100-fold. He shall receive houses and parents, sisters and brothers and children too, with lands and with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. Now is the time to give your best to the Lord. Now is the time to go all out. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. This is the best chance you will ever have. Pay attention to the call of God. Give yourself and give up everything. Not holding back, not staying away.
Of sight.
I'm ready to pay the price. Deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross if you want me.
Hallelujah. Take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow him. Amen. Are we blessed? I think been a very good showing on all sides tonight. And we are blessed to be in a church with gifts and talents. It's a sign of the influence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we just heard from the Ghana Stars. Before that, we heard from the United Kingdom. And before that, we heard from the United States of America, also known as North America. Amen. And we are blessed. How many of you have been spoken to by the songs? Some of you are going through a breakup and or a semi-breakup. And sometimes when a pipeline breaks, no one can see. Yes, just see that the floor is wet. So some of us going through some breakthroughs and breakups, but God is speaking to us. Amen. Some of us trying to find out what girl to marry, and all I want is a Christian girl has ministered to you. Some of us deciding to follow Jesus and realizing that we must take up our crosses and choose a life of the cross on our backs. And I believe God has already spoken to us through song, but it's time for the word of God. And it's time to hear from God. And it's time to hear what God has to say to you tonight. Paul said the Spirit speaks expressly. Express speaking from the Holy Spirit. And tonight you're about to hear a clear message from God. And you're about to receive a clear impartation from the Lord. Are you excited, First Love Church? And so we're welcome to revival at 8 o'clock. And it's time to be revived. The moment is now. The time is now. And if you are excited and expectant, put your hands together. Let's welcome the prophet himself, Bishop Dag Ewart Mills. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Father, thanks a million for your power, your presence that is with us. Speak to us, Lord, and thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. This evening, I am sharing with you, continuing from this morning, about the presence of God, the anointed presence. And Psalm 139 and verse 7. It says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, and whither shall I flee from thy presence?" Now, it is the holy presence of God that makes a difference. We are often looking for the presence of somebody, and that again is the presence and the approval of people. And that again is a mistake in ministry. So looking for the presence of God is very important. And when we talk about the presence of God, the anointed presence, we have the presence of God. And then number two, the presence of the Holy Spirit in Psalm 51. Take not thy, cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. We also have the presence of Jesus. You can experience the presence of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 19. It says, "For what is our hope? Or joy, or crown of rejoicing, are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Now, I remember Kenneth Hagin. Perhaps what struck me so much about him was Jesus, the presence of Jesus in his life and ministry. Because in the fantastic visions which he spoke about, Jesus appeared to him himself and spoke to him about his ministry and spoke to him about many things. Spoke to him about why, when he went to a particular church, there were not many miracles. Spoke to him about why there were more miracles in certain other places. And Jesus spoke to him about his ministry, about the phase of ministry that he was in, and told him that for 12 years, he had not been able to cross from one phase to the next phase of his ministry, and told him that he was going to enter the next phase of his ministry from that month or the next month. He was going to cross to the last phase of his ministry. And each time I read about Jesus speaking to Kenneth Hagin, I could feel the presence of, like, Jesus Christ was so real and alive, you know, and how he appeared to him in the hospital and spoke to him, told him what had happened and why he had had the accident that he had had and what had opened the door for that thing to happen. And he told him that if he had not, that thing had not happened, he would not have lived beyond the age of 55. You know, and so on. And so I could feel the presence of Jesus, like as a real person, so much in Kenneth Hagin's ministry. So 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 19 emphasizes the presence of God as the presence of Jesus. And then the presence of the Lord. It says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. And here again, this scripture is showing us that perhaps one of the greatest punishments is for the presence of God to be moved from you, not be in the presence. If you have ever been close and far, you know that there's a difference between close and far. But most people have not experienced close, so they don't even know what it's like to be close. But the punishment is everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. Everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. Look at the scripture very well. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord? So your distractions and punishments come from being banished from the presence. Not even anything being taken away from you, but the presence. Then we have the presence of his glory in Jude verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory or his beauty with exceeding joy. You know, all that we are doing is to do something to be presented before his presence, the presence of his glory and the presence of something beautiful in his presence. Now, when I look at the presence of the Holy Spirit or the presence of his glory, you find that Benny Hinn is somebody who exemplifies the presence. If you ever have a chance to watch a film of Benny Hinn in Toronto many years ago, you see certain manifestations which are not common. And that was the day that he paid honor to the man from Toronto who took him in a bus to America, to Pittsburgh, I think, to go and look at Catherine Coleman. That day, that was he, the old man was there, and then he spoke. And as he was ministering, you know, there's some glory and some presence. You know, there's something beautiful about that presence. And you may mock, but the glory, you know, few pastors have a certain glory and have a certain presence walking around with them. Few know it, few understand it, you know. So, you know, if you are watching, I tell you, one of the things you should seek for in the anointed presence is the presence of the beauty and the glory. There's a beauty and the glory of God that we can experience if we are humble and if we are open. I remember one time a presence of God was there. I could see somebody sitting there laughing or standing there laughing. The person had no idea and consciousness of the presence of God. Yeah. And the presence of God is real. I remember some years ago I was somewhere. I was in an office actually. And there were two other people there. And the presence of God walked into the room. And we all felt somebody had come there. You know. So the presence of God is something very wonderful. And there's a certain beauty of the manifestation of the glory that you can also feel. Apart from the fact that the presence of God causes many things to happen. Like the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with singing. He will rest in his love. He will joy over you. Hallelujah. Amen. So the presence of God is real. And the beauty of his presence. The beauty of his holiness. That's why we're saying, Lord, you're beautiful. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. Hallelujah. Amen. And
And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Oh Lord, you are beautiful. Your face is
Then in Revelations 14 and verse 10, it says, the same shall drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So we have the presence of the Lamb, the presence of the Lamb of God. And then the presence of holy angels. Amen. Now you find out that cherubims and seraphims are always found where the presence of God is. So you often find angels wherever God's presence is. So the angels are in the presence of God. Now, the reason why I am talking about the presence of God is because many of us know God in a certain way, but we don't know him as Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah is found in Ezekiel 48 and verse 35. It says, it was round about 18,000 measures. The name of that city shall be, the Lord is there. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Okay, like he's here. The Lord is there. They know him in different ways. We know the Lord is there means the Lord is present. Amen. So it is possible to know God and experience God present. And I think that that is one of the things that Benny Hinn had learned more than anybody else that I know. The presence of the Lord. The Lord is there. When he talks, he doesn't talk like with the English words we use. He will talk about the presence. And I know I feel the anointing now, and the anointing is here. And the anointing, when I lift up the song, the anointing is there, and presence and all that. Most pastors don't know anything about that. They feel as dry as every day. Or they only feel the food that is in their stomach and whatever, they are feeling tired or whatever. Most of us are like that. Is it not true? Yeah. So you don't feel that. What anointing are you talking about? What presence? I don't feel anything. What do you feel? I feel nothing. You know? Now, I believe that you can know God in different ways. Jehovah Ra. Ra. That is the Lord as your shepherd. You can also know the Lord as Jehovah Rophi, which is the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and I heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer.
You sent your word.
You sent your word.
And you heal my disease.
You are the Lord, my healer.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Jehovah Jireh,
my provider. His grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He shall give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Now depending where you grow up, you know the Lord in different ways. Yeah. You know, if I use myself as an example, right, depending on how you know me, you relate with me in that way. One time I was sitting with a man who wasn't well, and I knew exactly what to do for this man. I knew exactly what to do. But He knew me as a pastor. He didn't know me as a doctor. So I held my horses. Do you understand? And even though he was in need, he could not even relate with me. Well, I just even said one word, and then I knew immediately that he did not want to have anything to do with me as a doctor. So I just immediately changed the topic. But I knew exactly, because I am a doctor practicing. So depending on how you know a person, you tap everything in that way. So when you know God as Jehovah Jireh, like there are some people, God is just a God of prosperity. He's a God, and they really enjoy him in that way. Like they know him that he's really good at prosperity. So he's Jireh, he's a Jireh God. So they just flow with him in that way. So when they sow seed, do this, give, shall be given unto you. I mean, Jireh is around. God, Jehovah Jireh. Then there are others who know him as a healer. There's a healing and so on. But there are many people who don't even believe that he heals. Now, many people, they believe this and that. They have so many things they believe. God is not about healing. They don't really believe in healing. Even you may take communion. I never took communion and believed that there was any power in it. I felt it was a ritual. That's why I didn't have the revelation of. That's why for years sometimes we didn't have communion for months. Now we have communion three times every week. I mean, three services. Yeah. You know, one time I was invited to preach somewhere. Now this pastor who invited me knew me as a healing evangelist, because that was what he knew me to be. So he invited me to preach salvation and healing. And he organized a type of indoor crusade. So I went there first time. I preached. Every time I preached, Jesus something. Jesus healed, Jesus. That was all. Then I think on the last day of the second visit, I think it was, he said, you know, I'm having this breakfast meeting with pastors. So, I mean, if you want to come, you can come. But you don't have to come. I said, oh, why? I'll come. I'll just come and sit down to enjoy whatever is happening. Because I'm free. I'm not doing anything. Yes. Because he was having a pastor's meeting. But he didn't have any idea that I ever preached to pastors or I can say anything to pastors. He didn't know me. That he knew me as a healer, an evangelist who is healing. Yeah. Yes. So I went and I sat down. And then, out of courtesy, he just felt, oh, if I have anything to say, but I can just speak for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So when he gave me the 5 minutes, the 10 minutes, I decided to give the stages of disloyalty in 5 minutes. And he was surprised. He said, wow. He cried. Yes, he was surprised. Because he didn't know me in that way. He knew me as an evangelist who is talking about Jesus, the Savior of the world. That's it. So he was surprised at talking about orangus and disloyalty. All the pastors were there. He was shocked. And the next time, he brought all the pastors, come and talk. You get it? So the point I'm trying to make is that you can know one person may have different dimensions, that when the person is operating in this dimension, you have no idea that there's another chapter. When you relate in this direction, you have no idea there's another aspect. For instance, in our ministry, you may not have any idea that there's maybe something to do with government or finances or anything like that. You will not know unless maybe we point it out. Because we talk about money a short while and then we are talking about other things. Yeah. Now, you can know God in all these, but you can easily live your life and die without knowing that God is a God who can also be present. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is present, or the Lord is there. Amen. He's there. And I want us to be conscious of that, because I think that if you are not conscious of that, you miss out a lot, especially of supernatural things that happen in your life. In Luke chapter 5 and verse 17, it came to pass on a certain day that he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of the Lord was present. So you can have the power of the Lord present or absent. Now, I remember there was a time I thought, is it real or I'm imagining? You know, am I imagining these things? Or is it just a mood or a feeling that is coming because we are singing a song? So I remember earlier on when I started having miracle services, I went somewhere to a foreign nation and we started to sing a song, and then I sort of felt the presence of God. I said, you know, the presence of God is here for healing. This is not a very large crowd. This is not a crusade, but I can feel the presence of God. And I decided, let me test to see whether there is really power present here. So I decided I'll just try. And even though it wasn't, that was not what we were, I wasn't there for a miracle service or whatever, I decided to just flow, and I started to pray according to the presence of God that I felt. When I started hearing the testimonies of the people, honestly, I can never forget that day. I was just shocked. And I realized that what I was feeling, that the presence of God is here, was real. Another time, I could feel that I cannot feel the presence of God. In fact, I know that the presence of God is not here. So I said, let me try and see what will happen. So I tried, and what I saw, I said, yes, never do this again. Never do this again. Yes, sometimes you have to try things out. Yeah. Yeah, it was not present to heal. So you get used, you it takes experience to even believe that this thing is real, because you are getting to know God as a God who is present or not present. The Lord is there, it's not there. And you notice it with ministers. I tell you, the most important person to notice is a minister, a servant of God. You notice that the Lord is there or he's not there. Yeah, the Lord is there, he's not there. Something is gone. Something is not there. A person may be shouting, a person may be screaming, a person may be doing this, maybe gimmicks. There may be a church there, but the Lord is not there. Yeah. So you need to grow in the grace of knowing this amazing presence. Hosea 14, verse 5. Why is this presence so beautiful and so important? Because of verses like Hosea 14 and because of verses like Zephaniah. It says, I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his fruits as Lebanon. His branches shall spread and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. You see, the presence of God, amen, is like the dew. You see, the rain and the water is the presence of God. But dew is invisible. When dew comes, you know there was no rain, but there is something. Do you see? And in Israel, many times, the dew waters you. There's no rain, but you are watered by the dew. And when the dew comes on you, that invisible thing that comes on you, it has some effect on you. And it says, he shall grow as the lily. So growth is often something that comes out of that invisible dew that comes on you. And he shall cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Roots. When the church of Pentecost was being founded, roots were going into the ground. When the Presbyterian church was being started in Ghana, roots. Many people have started things, they are no more. Many companies have started, and even churches have started. They are no more. Yeah. And his branches shall spread. These are effects of the dew on the plant. There was no rain. There was nothing. Just invisible water that spreads, that comes. And it says, his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. You know, you'll be surprised. The presence of God makes a person beautiful. Yes. It's true. I'm not saying that when a person is beautiful, the presence of God is there. But there is a certain presence that makes a person even handsome or beautiful. I want to say handsome because brothers have been left out and we need to make sure that we are included. We are included in that. Gender balance. Don't forget. Rightly so. I don't know why the ladies didn't shout, and handsome too. Amen. Amen. Are you listening?
Yes.
His branches shall spread. Spreading of branches is from the presence. Eh? Yes. Spreading of branches is from the presence. There will be no branches and there will be no spreading if there was no presence. Yes. It's invisible. You ask yourself, what is making it grow? What's making that plant grow? Because there's been no rain. It's invisible dew. The dew is making the thing spread. Yeah. It's spreading. What's the beauty from? Where is the beauty from? You'll be surprised. It's from the dew. Yeah. It's from the dew. The dew is bringing the beauty. So you find out that a person's beauty drains out like blood, draining out of the body, when a certain presence is gone. Yes. If you are experienced, you can just look at somebody and you immediately know presence is gone. Presence is gone. Presence is gone. There's a change. Something's wrong. When you are experienced, you even know when people are in sin. You look at them and you know that you are sick. Something is wrong. If the hair, the body, the face, everything is changed. A beautiful person will turn ugly right before your eyes. It's written here. He says, I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow. See, you stop growing. It's because the dew is not there. He shall cast forth his fruit. You see, you are not going deeper because the presence is not there. You see, he says, his branches shall spread. You see, you are no more spreading, no more branches. I sometimes meet with my bishops. I tell them, I say, I don't see you sending missionaries. That's why, you know, in the morning I was talking about me taking offerings and doing what I'm doing and trying to build church. I said, look, I don't know if I'm not there, whether they will do it. Oh, yes. If I look at the places and the branches, the people that have been sent as missionaries, almost all of them have been sent by me personally. Not all, but most of them. Yes. And I don't know if they would ever send a missionary somewhere. We'll even train people to say, I want to go out and serve God. Yeah. You see, we are talking of the presence. It said that his branches shall spread. Because of the dew, his branches shall spread. His beauty shall be as the olive tree. Beautiful. You see how the tree spreads and branches here and there. That's what makes a tree beautiful. I have trees in my house. I look outside all the time. I look at the trees in my house. I have trees with branches and all. I always look at them. The branches of a tree make it beautiful. It's the branches of a church that make a church beautiful. I'm telling you, it's the branches of a church. A branchless church is not a beautiful church. I mean, in the sense of a tree. It's the branches and the spread. You see the thing spreading here, spreading there, coming out with flowers from time to time. Beautiful. I have a tree, you know, it's bent all the way to the left, and I don't know how the tree knew that it was bending to the left. So it gave a branch to the right to balance the weight. I just look at the tree and say, this is a clever tree. Beautiful. His beauty shall be as the olive tree. Amen.
Amen.
and his smell as Lebanon. Even your smell changes. So it's because when I was growing up, I didn't get a soap to use that the smell is there. But I tell you, you'll be surprised that the smell is even from the lack of something. Yes. There's something is missing. And the smell adds to the attraction. When you are driving by and you smell certain food, there is a place near my office where they fry kelewele. And when I pass there, I say, I want to get down from the car. Because the smell is drawing me out of the car. Only that there's nowhere to park there. Otherwise, I would have been stopping there all the time. I'll cause traffic. And the kelewele seller doesn't know me, so I don't know. I have to know her first. Yeah. The smell draws you. There's nothing invisible that draws something to you. Yes. I'm not talking about drawing men to you. Come on now. Let's be serious. I'm not talking about drawing rapists to you. I'm talking about drawing the good things of God. Karamasato parabandalaba. So may the presence of God be on you like the dew. You see, most of you have never seen dew before, isn't it true? Yeah, you are around, you don't know, you look outside, you don't know that there's some slight water on the tree. And that's what's keeping the tree going. Yeah, that's what's making it nice. Some invisible something that is on it. Yeah. May you be nice, oh. May you be nice. Amen. And as we follow the presence of God, you are going to win all your battles. Joshua chapter 3 and verse 3. It says, and they commanded the people, saying, this is the army, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after what? After it. You go after the presence. Follow the presence. Follow the ministers who have the presence of God. Go where there is a presence. Go where there is an anointing. And that's why I listened to Benny Hinn for many years, even though I didn't understand him. But I knew that the presence of God was there. Yeah. I didn't understand him, but I knew everything he quoted was. You see, like I'm now quoting verses from the Old Testament also. Hosea and Zephaniah. You see, now that's the anointing. Yeah. Hallelujah. You will never amount to anything in God unless you have that presence of God with you. Abraham, he experienced the presence of God. Bible says Abraham was 90 years and 9, and the Lord appeared to Abraham. Until that presence comes to join with you, there's nothing about you. You are just a normal person. And Jacob experienced the presence of God when he was called. The Bible says Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him. So there was something present with him. Yeah, there was something present with him. Moses experienced the presence of God. Bible says Moses kept the flock, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. Ezekiel experienced the presence of God when he was called. In chapter 1 of Ezekiel, verse 1, he said, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened and I saw the visions of God. This is what changes people, and this is what changes you. The presence of God. A man who God uses is a man who has had an interaction with heaven, not an interaction with a man. Yes. Jesus' ministry began when the presence of God came. In Luke chapter 3 verse 22, the Bible says, the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came down from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son. You see, until that presence came unto Jesus, there was no ministry. There was nothing. And you have nothing till his presence is with you. Yeah, you have nothing till his presence. It's either God is with me or he's not with me. Yes. Either God is with me or he's not. That's why you should be careful when you are taking on somebody. He's either with me or he's not with me. And you may be shocked to find out that he's with me. Yeah. You may be shocked to find out. You may not want it, but you'll be shocked that you find out that he's fighting for me. Yeah. The disciples began their ministry when the presence of God came down upon them. And you too, you know, you may be in Bible school, but you need the presence of God. When you stand, you don't stand alone. The presence of God, God goes with you all the way. Hallelujah. Follow the presence of God and you will have light and guidance. In Exodus 13, verse 21, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way. By night, by a pillar of fire to give them light and to go by day and night. The presence of God is your guide. So I want to be where the presence of the Lord is. Hallelujah. And I know that once the presence of the Lord is there, I'm okay. Amen. I'm okay. Once he's with me, he's not left me. He's not angry with me. He's not walked away from me. He's not left me. Then I'll be okay. He'll keep me. Once he's with me, even in prison, he'll be with me. Even if you go to prison, he's there. And he's the one who will bring you out and put you up once his presence is with you. So seek for the presence. Look for his presence. Fight only to have his presence. Be careful of things that drive away his presence. Now, before we end our short Bible lesson, you have to ask yourself that what defines a presence, the presence of a person? Number one, there are three things, basically, all right, is the aura of a person, all right? Amen. What I call the aura, all right? Now, the aura of a person is the sensation and the impression you have, that you experience when a person is present. Amen. All right? It's an impression or a sensing that the person is present. And that presence, do you see, when it goes, is what you feel when somebody dies. When somebody dies, you feel the absence of the sensing that the person is around. That's what goes when a person dies. Like, for instance, you heard President Rawlings is dead. It creates a feeling. Some have bad feelings, some have good feelings. But there's something by the absence of the person. And not absence in your life. You don't see the person. But the sense that the person is not there. That's what I felt when my father died. My father was not somebody I was seeing every day. I was married when my father died. I had two children when my father died. My children used to go and see their grandfather. They used to go and spend time there. So I was with him every day. No, I was a grown man. I had my own house. I was living somewhere far from him. But when he died, I was far away in Zurich when I had a call that he's dead. And the sensing that he's not present is what overwhelmed me. Yeah. That feeling. You see, now that feeling on the opposite side, you see that there is something that you can experience where you can sense that he is there or he is involved. Yes. And that thing is what is taken away. And that thing is what you have to get used to learning about Jehovah Shammah, that the Lord is there. And you see, I see it many times. That's why now I try to know people before I send them. Many times I have small meetings. I want to know people before I send them, because I realize that even in my small ministry, if I don't participate in people, with people when they are going on their mission, their missions usually don't work. Yeah, usually it doesn't work because they are part of this ministry. So if Jesus is the vine and we are branches, right? Primary branches, there are secondary branches and tertiary branches. So once you are not connected, nothing works. Yeah. And I noticed, I once sent 25 people to India. Almost all of them came, but there was no result. I didn't even know their names. I don't do such things anymore. I realized that, well, I am not involved. I don't know you. I don't even know you. That's why Jesus said, who are you? I don't know you. I don't know you from anywhere. I've met people say, I'm in your church. I don't know you. And usually, a lack of involvement, you understand, a lack of the person's presence in your activities and your life, the absence of it is the absence of a certain presence, and therefore things don't really work. That's the reality. Yes. It's like somebody who has a father, the prodigal son, he went as far. I mean, you even wonder why. It's like the demons will drive you. Bible says he took his journey to a far country. Why not just a country? But far country, far from your father. So that there's no connection, there's no communication, there's no link at all. And what happened to him there? He wasted his substance, his whole life finished. He wasted his substance on righteousness until he was left with nothing. If I am supposed to be part of your life and your ministry, my absence would affect you. That's the reality. And in any other example, the same thing goes when we are dealing with God. His absence in our lives. Just the impression of his presence. The absence of that thing changes everything. Yeah. And it's time for us to grow up and not only look to God and say, Lord, I want you to supply. Or Lord, I want you to heal. But Lord, I want you to be here. I want you to be in this room. Every time I have my quiet time, I look for his presence in the room that I am in. In my room, I'm looking for him in the room there. The Lord is there. Jehovah Shammah. His impression and sensation that he is in the room. And I know how I have that sensation and that impression that he is there. There are only three things. That is one. The second is his voice. When my father died, I no longer hear his voice. He had a way of calling my voice in two notes. Like two notes. He doesn't just call me Dag. He calls me with two notes. I don't want to say it for you to hear, but he has two notes that he uses. You can call two notes. Do you understand when I say two notes? It's not just one. Yeah. That's how he called me. And he never called me again. Never called me. I never heard this, but I never had any input. No input, nothing. Nothing. As soon as he went out of this world, there's no input, no talking about nothing. My father could talk. My father could speak. My father had a lot to say. From the day that his presence was gone from this world, when I saw him lying in the mortuary, I said, not a word or a comment. Not even a comment. Not even a comment. That's when you see if you get a comment. That's when you see if you get a comment. A comment is given and you are irritated. That's the second part of a presence. I'm asking you that what defines a presence is the sensation and the impression of the person's existence, that he exists. And even if I've not seen the person, he's around somehow involved in what is going on. And the second is the person's voice. And of course, if the person is not in your life, how do you hear anything that he has to say? Yes. You never hear. You never know. And the closer the person is, the person has something to say about everything, including which toothpaste you are using. Including which toothbrush you are using. If you even get for somebody to tell you that your gums are receding. For the person to say that your teeth are getting bigger because you are scrubbing your gums out. You will not get poor. If you get. For somebody to tell you that you are smelling. People will smell you, but they will never tell you that you are smelling. They will smell you. They'll just be waiting to get out of your presence. If you will get. For somebody to say. This. I remember my friend, we sat down together to choose wives. In the days we didn't have wives. We're now choosing beloveds. Choosing wives. Discussing. Because as somebody is with you, there is no topic that you will not discuss. Oh yes, it's part of it. It's part of everything. A presence is the voice. And when God, that's how one of the things I know God is with me. When he doesn't speak to me, one time I prayed for some days. I was there praying. I don't hear anything. I don't know anything. If you read the Bible, it's like dead. It's wild. I only want to hear from God. Yes, I only want to hear from God. When I hear that, I know he's there. Why don't you say something? When my father died, I wanted to say, why don't you say something? Say something about something. Say something about your funeral. Say something about the way they are doing things. Why don't you talk about it? Do you want them to carry you? They say he's a chief. They should carry him at midnight. Say something, daddy. Don't say anything. Don't say a word. Where he should be back. When the funeral should decide to do this. I was thinking, they came to slaughter a goat in front of our house. I said, what is this? Will you allow these things? And he said, not a word. I took a brush to brush his hair. No comment. Is it nice? Is it not nice? You're not grateful. When the presence is gone, there's nothing. I'm telling you. Look, these are the symptoms of a presence of God. And that's why when you hear not his voice in your life, you have been cut off from the presence of God. Yeah. And that's what people should look for. The presence of God. The presence. When the man is of God is speaking, you can sense God is talking to you. This is the sign of the presence of God. It's not about going through points, going through notes, going through things that are already well prepared. So prepared with windows and everything, you don't need any preparation virtually. But we are talking of a presence that when it's spoken, you can say that the voice of God has come through this thing. It means nothing to you. You see, the day you see the silence. Will you not say anything? The day that I'm gone, and there are many people that will say, will you not talk? Will you not say anything again about anything? You see it. Don't think that I'll die before you. Always think of yourself first. In Genesis chapter 3, the eyes of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife, they hid themselves from the presence. You see, the word presence and voice, they were together. And the Lord said to Adam, where are you? And he said, I heard your voice. You were present in the garden and I heard your voice. Either you hear me singing, talking, saying something. I heard your voice in the garden because you are present in the garden. When you are present, God, I will hear your voice. And the day they were banished from the garden, they were banished from his voice. They were banished from his contribution to their lives. Go out of the garden. I'll never comment about your things again. When I loved you and I put you in the garden, where do you know this devil from? You have trusted him with everything. And you have sold even me. You said, you put me at your back. This devil that came, I made the garden for you with 10,000 trees. And you have taken him rather. Okay. All he said was, you be outside. I'll sing to myself. I'll talk to myself. They heard the voice of the Lord God in the garden because the Lord was in the garden. So, when God is with you, you will hear his voice in the morning when you have your quiet time. When I open my Bible like that, I hear his voice. When I listen to certain people preaching, I hear his voice clearly. You don't have to. It just comes. I know the presence. And when I start to hear from him, I know that he's talking and I know that he's there. Yeah. When I lay on a carpet in 1991 and I opened my Bible, I was probably reading Timothy. And then I got to 4:15. It says, "Give thyself wholly." Immediately, I felt the Holy Spirit was speaking. He was talking. Give yourself. Give yourself wholly. Today, now. Now on that blue carpet, give yourself wholly to me. Forget about everything and give yourself to me. And your profiting will appear to everybody. 1991. Yeah, his presence was in the room there. And he was talking. When his presence is gone, there'll be no more talking. There will be no more contributions. Trust me. Trust me, I know. I'm a leader. And that was it. That's why I'm here today. That's why you are listening. He says, your profiting will appear to all. When you get used to his voice, you get used to his presence and his voice. You know, he's around, he's talking, he's around, he's talking, he's around, he's talking, he's talking, something is talking. Absence of talking, absence of presence. The third and the last sign of the presence of God are the gifts. And I heard a great voice saying, "The tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be his people. God shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away their tears. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, because God is with men. Neither sorrow nor crying, no more pain." Amen. The presence of God in the new heavens came along with good gifts and good things. All needs are wiped away. All what? Needs. No more death. No more sorrow. No more sorrow. No more sorrow there. We are going to see the King. No more sorrow there. We are going to see the King. No more sorrow there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
we are going to see the King.
Daddy is coming. There will be no hunger. There will be no test. There will be no sorrow. He knows all solutions to everything. He has a way out of every dark. He knows everything. I need cotton wool. He has it. I need scissors. He has it. I need plaster. He has it. I need paper. He has it. I need book. He has it. I need money. Everything. That's why I said, and God shall wipe away. There shall be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. Why? Because I heard a voice saying, God is with men. God is with men. This is one of the things that comes with the presence, his gifts and his blessings. Now, by the way, the Bible says that the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. So when God withdraws from you, he leaves his gifts with you. Oh, you didn't get that part. When God withdraws from you, he leaves his gifts with you. Because the Bible says, Romans 11:29, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. You can keep the money. You can keep the gift of preaching, you keep it. The gift of healing, keep it. The gift of pastoring with people coming, keep it. The gift is there, but his presence is gone. So the sensation, that's why you have to be clever and sensitive. The sensation of his presence is gone. That one is gone. And his voice is gone too. But the gift, he will leave it with you. That's why you have people operating in gifts. But the presence of God departed long time. Bible says, and Samson wist not that the presence of God had departed from him. He didn't know. He stopped talking to you. He stopped talking. That's why David prayed. Well, he saw what happened to Saul. Don't take your spirit from me. Yeah. Don't take. I know. So people can have the gifts. And that's why you have sometimes you say, hey, but this man was preaching all this and all this was going on. Say, hey, wow. But this one is doing these great things and it looks like whatever. But not knowing that it was whatever. But this one is doing this and that. And what about this? There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that everywhere. Yeah, because once he gives you the gift, he doesn't take back his gift. I mean, courtesy for boys and girls, you leave the gift there. Haven't you given a gift to somebody who became some way later? Keep it. But you not have me. You can have my gift, but not me. Me, I don't. I will not be there, but you can have it. I once gave a gift to somebody, an expensive gift. In fact, the person didn't even know the price of the gift. So I told him, I said, listen, this thing, let me tell you the price. Is this the price? I said, this is the price. So, really? They went to look at it. I said, Now, later, the person became an orangu, a painful orangu. Yeah, painful and expensive orangu. Yes. But I never went back for my gift. I left it with him. I left it. So, have it, but not me. One time he was saying, can you, is there anything else? Me, I advise you. We are not equals. I will never advise you. Can you tell me something? Me, I should tell you. Can you come to my, no, I can't come. Me, I should say something about, I have never said anything about anything that you are doing. But you can keep my gift. I will not come for it. Have it. Have all the things I gave you. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Yes. And so many people don't understand that the presence is more important than even the gifts. Yeah. Because you can be having the gift a long time. It's not lost interest in you. Yeah. Long time. Remember that thing I gave you? Keep it. You see, I spent this on you. Have it. You see how I loved you and I did this for you? It's yours. Go with it. Go. But me with you, no. My presence, no. My talking, no. I'm not talking. I have nothing to say. So, brothers and sisters, let's go after Jehovah Shammah. And let's learn to experience God as Jehovah Shammah. God is there. God is where? There. He's there. The Lord is present there. Try to see it always. When you see me, see whether the Lord is there. When I see you, I also see whether the Lord is there. Or it's just you with your new hairstyle and your new whatever. But is the Lord there? Or he's gone long time. Long time ago. Long time ago. A lot of people have gifts. God didn't take back his gifts. Have the gift. Have the gift. Impress people. Impress people. My presence gone. Fly away. It's flown away. This is what fools people when they are serving God. They think they can get away with anything. You can't. No, you can't. You can't. You need God and you need his presence. And you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen to you when you don't have his presence is you wither. You fade slowly. You fade slowly. And then sometimes abruptly. But you fade and you vanish. Because his presence went away. He went away. There's something missing. Something great is missing. May you never lose his presence all the days of your life. The anointing and the presence of God. Every standing. We have gone through four chapters. Chapter 1-4 of the book. The anointing and his presence. We are now in chapter 5. Make sure you check it out. It's all there. I'm preaching from the book. Yeah. Lift your holy hands. Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
presence, Lord, thanking you and praising you. Thank you for your marvelous presence. Fill us, Lord. Bless us, Lord, to enjoy you, to know you. Cause us to know you as a God who can be actually present and who can be felt, who can be enjoyed, who is real, whom we can virtually touch and feel. Thank you, Lord. Holy is your presence, Lord. We love your presence. We thank you that in your presence is fullness of joy. Thank you for your goodness and your blessing. Anyone who is sick in your body, in any part of your body, place your hand on your body wherever you are. I want to pray for healing, miracles right now. Father, thank you for miracle power that is flowing. Heal and recover your children from sickness, from Satan, from diseases, from plagues. You are Jehovah Rophi, the Lord that healeth me. Now stretch your hand, Lord, and heal everyone watching. You are the Lord that healeth. Thank you for healing right now. Receive your healing. Recover. Restore. Be delivered from the pandemic, from the virus, from the death, from every curse. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing. Yes. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease.
Father, thank you for your great gifts. Now, we bless you, Lord, that we can know you in a better way, in a higher way. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. And everyone said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
Let's keep singing. I think you feel like singing. Stand up and let's sing it.
You are the Lord.
That's the presence of the Lord. You sent your word and you healed.
You sent your word and you healed my disease.
You are the Lord.
My healer.
I am the Lord. Father, thank you for miracles that are taking place right now. Thank you for your power that is at work in our lives. Thank you for your great mercy, Lord. Thank you for your great Thank you for an answer to many problems. Thank you for solution, Lord. Thank you that you are Jehovah Rophi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord that saves and heals us. The Lord thy God in the midst of these mighty. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
Oh, Marigola Sida Ramandole Mandele. Oh, yes. Oh, Magile Ramanduli Mamandali Lole.
You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Father, thanks a million. Thanks a million. Thanks a million. Your great blessing. We give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed, Lord. Thanks for healing for everyone. Your blood protects us. You save us and you keep us. We give you praise and we give you thanks, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. We block sudden death. We reject premature death. We reject bad news. We block bad texts and WhatsApp messages. We cast away and repel dark clouds, dark and bad news. Mahakaraba Santo Marandala. Marito la Bashimbo la Masambele ne meke Barandala Baba. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father, for blessing us mightily. In Jesus' name. Thank you for your healing and your blessing upon every watching tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.